Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm dreaming. Yeah. Oh, why? Christmas!
Winter arrived one day early after anywhere between 4 and 8 inches of snow fell from down in Kenosha, where it was like 3 to 4, and then all the way up to West Bend and even further north in our listening area, Dodge County. The question is, will there be a white Christmas? And Elizabeth?
Well, yes. You got a little message, didn't you? Yesterday, we were talking about how Lindsay Slater, friend of the show, a meteorologist over there at WISN 12 News, said, hey, we're going to be in the 40s by Christmas Eve, so it's likely not going to happen. Well, then, at 3:37 a.m., I get a voice text from Lindsay, who's heading into work.
With a system like this, it's kind of on the higher end of our forecast threshold. I can't see all of this melting in time for us to not have a white Christmas. So I think it is possible. Obviously, because I know Waukesha right now is probably closer to that 4-inch threshold. Our forecast was like 2 to 4.
Yay!
Kids are happy! Make the snowman!
Well, and sledding. Then I received a text this morning from my friend Eric, who is one of the co-owners at Siding Unlimited, where you can get, you know, roofs, windows, siding, doors. And he said, hey, annual PSA, you might want to let people know to roof rake. He was telling me this a few weeks ago, and I said, I'm sorry, what?
You've never heard of this, homeowner? What?
I've never heard of this. And he's saying 4 to 6 inches of snow, which is what we got in a lot of our areas, is a general rule to pull 3 to 5 feet of snow off the roof.
Yeah.
He said, don't take the snow down to the shingles. Leave a bit of snow behind, and the sun will melt that off. And that ensures you're not damaging the shingles and greatly reduces the chance of ice dams and water damage to your home. Last point here, he said, remember, roofs are made to shed water going down. Ice dams push water up and can force water under the shingles.
You don't want that.
Causing problems.
No.
Well, we definitely, our roof is 25 years old.
Well, and then
I know we need that's one of the projects for next year. But this roof rake that he was talking about, you've done it.
I have done it, Elizabeth. My
Do you get on a
neighbor,
ladder?
Nope. My neighbor, Mike, has a roof rake. It's just this, it's a basically like a long rod that goes up. And it's kind of curved, so you don't, it helps with the weight of the rake. And it's just basically, I guess, it's not like a rake like you rake leaves. There's no fingers. It's like a shield. It's almost like a big hunk of metal.
But you can't get to the top of, you have to be safe. Like, you can't get to the top of your house.
No. And I think what Eric is talking about, your friend, is you just have to go above the gutter, like 3 to 5 feet, and then pull it down.
And then just pull it down.
Yeah. And then that way all that melts, and you don't have those ice dams. You don't have those dangerous icicles that form.
Will that ruin the gutters, though?
No, what will ruin the gutters is like that ice, those icicles.
The weight of that.
The weight of that starts hanging on that.
Okay.
Or, you know, when the letter carrier comes, puts mail in your mailbox. Oh my gosh, there's a huge icicle that could fall. Yeah, you don't want that happening.
Sure that.
Yeah.
This really is what you need to know on the go.
That's right.